Hello and welcome to the Sanctuary First podcast. This is Songs of Christmas at the Brewery.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Welcome to Songs of Christmas here in the Allan Water Brewhouse. There's going to be music and singing and beer and pizza and all the things, but we're going to start with a song.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, what happened tonight? Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird. In his place is a new bird. He sings a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when we're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. We frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
One more time.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Thank you so much. Just where we're here, this is Andrea on the right, and Angus, myself, Jim, and we've got Jack Shuttleworth and Graham Silk. Just here to give you a little bit of joy and a little bit of festive cheer for this month.
Any chance that those are here in person could let those on the podcast know we're here?
Yay! Yay!
Tonight, we are singing Songs of Christmas at Sanctuary First, supported by Bridge of Allan Parish Church here in Bridge of Allan. As we've said, it will be an informal night of song and food and talk and laughter. One of the important things, of course, at Christmas is laughter. So I have some genuinely excellent Christmas jokes.
Woo.
Okay. What do you get if you cross Santa with a duck? A Christmas quacker.
Oh.
They only get worse from here. Angus, Andrea, over to you.
And the next song we're going to do is Joy to the World. And we know most people know this, so please do sing along.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. The curse is found, for as the curse of his love. The wonders, wonders of his love.
Good singing. The next song we're going to do is Silent Night. It's one of our favorite Christmas songs. So yeah, we're going to try Silent Night. And again, please sing along.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin mother and child. Tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Song we're gonna do is, do you want the last one? The last song we're gonna do, so if you know Angus and I, we usually pick the songs, then the day before go, oh, actually, let's try another one. So this is a newer song. Well, not newer, it's been out for a while. It's called Merry Christmas Baby. Sheryl Crow and Eric Clapton did a cover of it. It's a bit bluesy, it's a bit ropey, but you know what, it's festive, so let's do it.
It's
yep, it's ropey, it's Christmas, so I'm just gonna give it a go, because why not?
Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you sure did treat me right. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me right. You gave me a dime for Christmas. Now I'm living like a paradise. I feel lucky this morning. I got music on my radio. Maybe I'm feeling fine this morning. I got music on my radio. I'd love and hug and kiss you, baby, while you're standing underneath the mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney about 3:30. Left all these presents that you see here for me. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did good to me.
I haven't had a drink this morning, and I'm holding up like a Christmas tree. Santa came down the chimney about 3:30. Left all these presents that you see here for me. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. I had a drink this morning, but I'm feeling like a Christmas tree.
What did the farmer get for Christmas? A calculator?
Oh, stop
that. I won't. Oh, this is my favorite festive joke, and I'm going to go for it early whilst you're all still listening to me. How did Mary and Joseph know that Jesus was 7 pounds, 2 ounces when he was born? There was a way in a manger. Hey! So the words on the tables will be to sing along with Graham. I'm sure he'll tell us what he's doing and when. So, Graham, over to you.
Do you know, first time in here, and I was watching a little video clip, I think it was, of Albert chatting with the folks here. And it had these auto subtitles on, and it was struggling a little bit with Allen Water Brewery. And it called it the Underwater Brewery. So I thought, okay, it's going to be one of those kind of nights. But what a lovely space. I just want to stay here, I think. Two stoves and... So got a few songs which have little chorusy bits. And, I mean, I'm going to sing them anyway, but, you know, you can join in if you want. The first song, it's a Kate Rusby song. It says, Santa never brings me a banjo. Aw. And it's got a lovely little chorus. It goes like this. Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in the dreams, and then in the morning I cry. You try that with me? Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I... My brother got the train that he asked for. My sister even got a violin. How does he miss the one thing on my list in the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice. I told him I would play so loud. That high lonesome sound would fill up the town and make my parents so proud. Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I cry. Oh, Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I... My parents, if they know why Santa always leaves me sad. I do well in school, I follow all the rules, I don't think I've been that bad. Maybe it's too much for the workshop, maybe it's too tricky for the elves. I don't understand, so I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. Oh, Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I cry. Santa never brings Santa never brings me a banjo. I understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I cry. One more, here we go. Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I cry. And Santa never brings me a banjo. I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, and then in the morning I cry. And I still don't have a banjo. Jim, do you have one? Yeah, there we go, see? That's who Santa gave it to. Hey-ho. Okay, another little chorusy bit in this song. It's called The Ivy and the Holly. Not the Holly and the Ivy. We might get to that, I don't know. This is The Ivy and the Holly. And there's this famous carol, right? Which goes on about, well, I'm not quite sure what the carol means, to be honest, but Kate Rusby had a go at the sort of what was really going on in the woods. So here's the chorus. Oh, the ivy and the holly, you know if you have seen them, of all the trees that grow in the wood, there's no good points between them. You mind shouting with me? Here we go. Oh, the ivy and the holly, you know if you had seen them, of all the trees that grow in the wood, there's no good points between. Oh, the ivy has a berry as black as any sin. Not much use in jams or pies, horrible in gin. Oh, the holly has a stalk as green as any veg. Get up in salad, it will set your teeth on edge. The ivy and the holly, you know if you had seen them. Of all the trees that grow in the wood, there's no good points between them. Oh, the ivy has a poison that makes you itch like hell. Boil it up in stews, it will make you sick as well. Oh, the holly has a root, beneath the earth it rots. If you suck on it slowly, it will bring you out in spots. Oh, the ivy and the holly, you know if you had seen them. Of all the trees that grow in the wood, there's no good points between. Oh, the ivy has a leaf, sometimes it's variegated, sometimes it's not, that goes to show how things get complicated. Oh, the holly has a flower that's hardly worth a mention, and I don't see why these two trees should get all the attention. Oh, the holly and the ivy, you know if you have seen them. Trees that grow in the wood, there's no good points between them. Oh, the ivy and the holly, when they are both full grown, the ivy needs the holly, for it can't stand up alone.
Come on.
Oh, the ivy and the holly, you know if you have seen them. Trees that grow in the wood, there's no good points between.
I love a Christmas carol. I'm not sure about that one. Should we do the proper version of The Holly and the Ivy? Shall we?
There's a version that Cara Dillon did, lovely sort of lilting Irish kind of tune. And the chorus, there's a different tune, but the same words as your traditional carol. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. Try that with me. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. I think you've got it. I realized the last time I sang this song, I think, was in Glen Oakle Prison. As a guest. Yeah. We used to do this amazing carol service there, which sadly got sort of squashed at COVID time and never came back. But can you imagine? It's like 150 guys. They didn't have to come, but they came along to sing carols with us, and it was just the most amazing experience. And we used to set off singing, and these hearty men's voices would just join in these carols. It was quite moving. But actually, carols were folk songs, weren't they? They were folk dances, and folks used to sing them in the pub. I mean, I imagine it might have been a bit like this. Why not? Yeah. And then way back, I think it was the Puritans had enough of that, didn't they? They banned it. And then, but folks sang them anyway. And then carols came back slowly, and they sort of got adopted by, churches and carol services and stuff. But actually, folk songs and folk dances and for singing in the pubs and just kind of like this. That's a good thought, isn't it? When they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. Oh, the holly bears a blossom as white as lily flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to be our sweet Savior. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. Oh, the holly bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do poor sinners good. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing. Oh, the holly bears a prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ on Christmas Day in the morn. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a bough as bitter as any gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for to redeem us all. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing.
One more, here we go.
Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of a deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. Anyone whistle? Beautiful. One more. He could have been born in a royal palace and called your majesty, worn a crown of diamonds and lived in luxury. But he was born in a dirty stable and laid on a bed of hay. Not too many welcomed him on the very first Christmas day. He is down to earth, he is down to earth. The one who changed the world forever is down to earth. It's not easy, is it? Big celebrities, had anything he wanted, living as he pleased. But he made porn with the poor folks, with the sick and with the lame. He helped them with their problems and he called them each by name. He was down to earth, he is down to earth. The one who changed the world forever is down to earth. Yes, he is down to earth, he is down to earth. The one who changed the world forever is down. Here we go. Importance and felt so very grand. His servants would have bowed and said, "Your wish is my command." But he wore a crown of thorns, gave everything he had. He gave his life that we might know the love of his dad. He is down to earth, he is down to earth. The one who changed the world forever is down to earth. Yes, he is down to earth, he is down to earth. One who changed the world forever is down to... Oh, one more instrumental. Give yourselves a round of applause. Wind section. Thank you. I think I'm done for just now. What a lovely audience. Thank you for singing with me.
Friends, when I was still too tall to wear short pants, I had a big cousin. He was a lot bigger than me, and he used to wear a T-shirt that said, "Why should I tidy the world? Why should I tidy my bedroom, rather, when the world is such a mess?" I desperately wanted this T-shirt, and it's a rule that I lived by and maybe still do. Bedroom a mess as much as it could ever be. But that cousin of mine went on to become a minister, as did I. But as we were talking about this a few years ago, he reminded me that it's not about leaving your bedroom a mess when the world is a mess too. It's about remembering that tidying your bedroom in a messy world could be seen as an act of defiance. And whilst I don't agree with that, I think going against what the world and the mess of the world projects is an act of defiance that we should all get on board with. As we come into Christmas, we remember that Christ came down to earth, didn't hang out with the rich and the fancy, came into a grubby little stable, spoke of peace against war. As war erupts around, as conflicts and battles in Sudan, Ukraine, the Holy Land, wherever else, being people of peace, being people of hope, being people down to earth is an act of defiance. So my challenge to myself is when I go home tonight as a grown man to tidy my own bedroom, and my challenge to you is to echo that act of defiance this Christmas and wherever you find yourself. Echo that act of defiance, the defiance of Christ that brings peace into the world, hope into the world, and love into the world, even though it's a mess. I think it's time to hand over to Jack.
You know, Jim emailed me and he said, you know, this part of the program was where Jack sings sings either Christmas or Scottish songs. Do you know how hard it is to find a Scottish Christmas song? And really, it's because we didn't celebrate Christmas for years and years and years. It only became a public holiday in Scotland since the 60s, maybe? Something like that, maybe? 50s, yeah. So really, what people used to do is they probably used to just meet in places like this and sing Scottish songs. So I'm going to take liberties tonight and just sing you a Scottish song first, okay? And it's not because I couldn't be bothered looking for a Scottish Christmas song, Jim. How dare you say something like that, okay?
Oh, the summer time has come, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? I will range through the wilds and the deep glen see dreamy, and return with my spoils to the bower, oh my dearie. Will ye go, lassie, go?
See you.
And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? If my true love, she were gone, I shall never find another to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all
together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? Oh, stop it, Jim. You're embarrassing me now. I knew it would be something like that. I'm going to sing you a beautiful kind of hymn carol that I only found, I was only introduced to the other couple of months. It's called Now the Heavens Start to Whisper. Start to whisper as the veil is growing thin. Earth from slumber wakes to listen to the stirring faint within. Seed of promise deeply planted, child to spring from Jesse's stem. Like the soil beneath the frost line, hearts grow soft to welcome him. Heavy clouds that block the moonlight now begin to drift away. Diamond brilliance through the darkness shines the hope of coming day. Christ, the morning star of splendor, gleams within a world grown dim. Heaven's amber fans to fullness, hearts grow warm to welcome him. Christ, eternal Son of Justice, Christ, the rose of wisdom's seed, come to bless with fire and fragrance hours of yearning, hurt and need. In the lonely, in the stranger, in the outcast hid from view, child who comes to grace the manger, teach our hearts to welcome you. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. The Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I just noticed I've got sort of tear-jerking songs, and I thought I better change one. You'd be crying into your pizzas. We don't want that. One of them particularly to bless you, but the other one I think I'll leave it off just now. But it's a lovely song. Let me give it a plug. It's Blue Rose Code. They were in the toll booth there about a month or so ago. Fast emerging, brilliant, brilliant country, folk, you name it, bland. They just seem to cross across all the genres. But they have a lovely song called I Wish You Peace in Your Heart. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful blessing. But do look it up. Blue Rose Code. I'll not play it tonight. It's a song from Washington Phillips. I played it the last 2 weeks ago, but I'll join it. It's right to stand together. It's wrong to stand apart. Because none's going to end it but the pure of heart. That's all. I'll tell you that's all. That's it, you have to join in. That's all. Well, you better, Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. Well, we're fighting each other, and you think you're doing well. The sinners on the outside, you're going to hell. That's all. I'll tell you that's all. Well, you better, Jesus, I'll tell you that's all, that's all. Well, you can go to college, you can go to school. You ain't got Jesus, you're an educated fool, that's all. I'll tell you that's all. Well, you better, Jesus, I'll tell you that's all. Too much hate, you're never gonna be. That's all. I'll tell you that's all. Well, you better, Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. Now come rain or shine, surrender your will. Open your heart and let the good Lord in. That's all. Tell you that's all. Well, you better, Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. Well, you better, Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. Well, you better, Jesus. I'll tell you that's all. Now for one of Dan's jokes. That's all.
You asked for one, Jim.
Yes.
Right, see if you know this one. What side of the turkey has got most feathers?
The bottom.
The outside? The outside. Of course it's the outside.
I've got a lovely, lovely song. I heard Yvonne Lyons singing this song, O Come, Emmanuel. It's just such a beautiful song. I've nicked her arrangement of it, and I hope she won't mind, because she's just super good. If you ever get to hear or go and see Yvonne Lyon, do, Yvonne, go and see her. She's just fabulous. Just a brilliant, brilliant music person.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, O ransom captive Israel, that mourns the lonely exile, until the Son of God appears.
You can join in.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse free, thy own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell the people save, and give them victory all the grave.
Rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rookie of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to life's misery. Rejoice, 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 Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel.
One more.
Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice,
What was who is Rudolph's favourite singer? Beyoncé?
Boy.
Oh, what do reindeer put on their Christmas trees? Ornaments.
Graham's going to accompany in this one. This is a song that I had adapted from some scriptures, Father's Love Letter. And I wanted to capture as many as possible about this blessing. But it's also a song that I thought a father would sing to his son or to his daughter. So it's a song about the letters of love that a father might say or might not say, but should say to his son or his daughter.
One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eye and take away all the pain of this life. I am your father and I love you. Will you be my child? I gave you everything you need to show my love. If you see me with your heart, you'll find me within. Trust in me, my child, you'll find your heart's desire. One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes take away all the pain of this life. One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes. Your father who comforts you when your troubles come. I carry you always as a shepherd with a lamb. When you're brokenhearted, I am close to you. Question is, will you stay close to me, my child? One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes. Take away all the pain of this life. One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes. It is my wish to love you like no other can, simply because you are my precious child. Your future will always be filled with grace and hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes and take away all the pain of this life. One day I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes.
You've been a wonderful, wonderful crowd, a wonderful, loving crowd. But that little song really is a heartfelt plea that you'll know the love that's in this world. And it's maybe right beside you. It's maybe just somebody right beside you. Yes. So I'm going to hopefully get the gang up and we can play another, maybe one or two songs we'll play out if the gang will come up.
As everybody's coming up, it's important to say a few thank yous. A big thank you to Douglas and his staff here in the Allan Water Brewhouse. A big thank you to Albert, who's organised us over the past 3 weeks. And to the family Steele for their many things that they have recorded and done and sorted. And to all of our many musicians. Friends, it's been a delight to have you all singing with us. Friends gathered, it's a delight to share in this Christmas songs here in the Allan Water Brewhouse with you all.
Yeah, a big thank you to Dan for coming along and just preventing us these moments of laughter and sadness. We've got a little medley. Christmas, White Christmas, and Santa Claus is coming to town. Hope we can all try and join in. And this, we haven't rehearsed this, so it will be a car crash. You know the words anyway.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the rooftops glisten and children listen and hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. It has been a Christmas card I write. May your dreams be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. What's he doing? He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. What does he do? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctuaryverse podcast. This has been Songs of Christmas at the Brewery. If you're listening on the Sanctuaryverse website or app, get in touch and leave a comment below. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, check out the Sanctuaryverse website and app to find more material just like this. You will find us at www.sanctuaryfirst.org.uk and on app stores for both Apple and Android devices.